Chapter 11. April 1771. Right bracket, Tuesday, 16th. At 2 o'clock in the P.M. saw a large ship behind the island, under French colors, standing in Two Table Bay. At 3 weighed with a light breeze at southeast, and put to sea. At 4 departed this life Mr. Robert Molyneux Master, a young man of good parts, but had unfortunately given himself up to extravagancy and intemperance, which brought on disorders that put a period to his life. At 6 we at the Table Mountain, and the Penguin Island in one bearing south-southeast, distant from the latter about 4 or 5 leagues, had it calm most part of the night. In the morning a light breeze sprung up southerly, with which we steered northwest. At noon we were by observation in latitude 33 degrees 30 minutes south. The Table Mountain bore south 54 degrees east, distant 14 leagues. N.B. The Table Mountain lies directly over the Cape Town, from which last I take my departure. It lies in the latitude of 33 degrees 56 minutes south, and longitude 341 degrees 37 minutes west from Greenwich. Wednesday, 17th. Fresh breezes and fair weather, with a swell from the southwest. Wind southerly. Course north 50 degrees west. Distance 118 miles. Latitude 32 degrees 14 minutes south. Longitude 344 degrees 8 minutes west. Thursday, 18th. Gentle breezes and clear weather. Swell as before. Wind ditto. Course northwest. Distance 85 miles. Latitude 31 degrees 14 minutes south. Longitude 345 degrees 19 minutes west. Friday, 19th. Little wind and sometimes calm. Swell from the southward. Wind southeast to northwest. Course north 50 degrees west. Distance 16 miles. Latitude 31 degrees 14 minutes south. Longitude 345 degrees 33 minutes west. Saturday, 20th. Gentle breezes and clear weather. Wind westerly. Latitude 29 degrees 40 minutes south. Longitude 346 degrees 10 minutes west. Sunday, 21st. A moderate trade wind and pleasant weather. Wind southerly. Course north 54 degrees west. Distance 100 miles. Latitude 28 degrees 43 minutes south. Longitude 347 degrees 42 minutes west. Monday, 22nd. A fresh trade, and pleasant weather. Exercised the people at small arms. Observations for longitude with the sun and moon agree with the log. Wind southeast. Course north 50 degrees west. Distance 118 miles. Latitude 27 degrees 27 minutes south. Longitude 349 degrees 24 minutes west. Tuesday, 23rd. Gentle breezes, and clear weather. Found the variation in the evening, by the amplitude, to be 17 degrees 40 minutes west, and by azimuth in the morning 18 degrees 37 minutes. Employed repairing boats and sails. Exercised great guns and small arms. Wind southeast by south to west southwest. Course north 46 degrees west. Distance 98 miles. Latitude 26 degrees 19 minutes south. Longitude 350 degrees 42 minutes west. Wednesday, 24th. Ditto weather. Found the variation to be 17 degrees 30 minutes west. Employed as yesterday. Wind west, west-northwest, course north 20 degrees west, distance 78 miles, latitude 25 degrees 6 minutes south, longitude 351 degrees 16 minutes west. Thursday, 25th. First part, moderate and clear, middle, squally, with rain, latter, fresh gales and cloudy. Employed as above. Wind northwest, southwest, course north 20 west. Distance 105 miles, latitude 23 degrees 28 minutes south, longitude 351 degrees 52 minutes west. Friday, 26th. Fresh gales, and a large swell from the southward. Wind south southwest, southeast by south. Course north 50 degrees west. Distance 168 miles. Latitude 21 degrees 40 minutes south. Longitude 354 degrees 12 minutes west. Saturday, 27th. Fresh gales and cloudy. Employed repairing sails. Wind southeast 12 south. Course north 55 degrees west. Distance 168 miles. Latitude 20 degrees 4 minutes south. Longitude 356 degrees 40 minutes west. Sunday, 28th. Ditto weather. Variation per azimuth 14 degrees west. Wind southeast. Course north 56 degrees 30 minutes west. Distance 152 miles. Latitude 18 degrees 41 minutes south. Longitude 358 degrees 54 minutes west. Monday, 29th. Ditto gales. Variation 13 degrees 53 minutes west. NEA. MM crossed the line of our first meridian, viz., that of Greenwich, having now circumnavigated the globe in a west direction. Wind southeast. Course north 53 degrees west. Distance 136 miles. Latitude 17 degrees 19 minutes south. Longitude 0 degrees 50 minutes west. Tuesday, 30th. Fresh gales and pleasant weather. Exercise to people at great guns and small arms. Wind southeast. Course north 58 degrees west south. Distance 126 miles. Latitude 16 degrees 11 minutes south. Longitude 2 degrees 42 minutes west. May 1771. At St. Helena. Right bracket, Wednesday, May 1st. Fresh trade and pleasant weather. At 6 a.m. saw the island of St. Helena bearing west, distant 8 or 9 leagues. At noon anchored in the road, before James Fort, in 24 fathoms water. Found riding here His Majesty's ship Portland and Swallow. This was not the same Swallow that preceded Cook in circumnavigation. As he had been broken up. Sloop, and 12 sail of Indiamen. At our first seeing the fleet in this road we took it for granted that it was a war, but in this, we were soon agreeably deceived. The Europa Indiamen anchored here a little before us. She sailed from the Cape 2 days after us, and brings an account the French ship we saw standing in Two Table Bay was a French man of war, of 64 guns, bound to India, and that there were two more on their passage. Wind southeast. At noon at anchor, in St. Helena Road. Thursday, 2nd. Clear, pleasant weather. In the P.M. moored with the kedge anchor, and in the A.M. received some few officers' stores from the Portland. Wind ditto. At noon at anchor, in St. Helena Road. Friday, 3rd. Clear, pleasant weather. Employed repairing sails, overhauling the rigging, etc. Wind southeast. At noon at anchor, in St. Helena Road. Saturday, 4th. Little wind and pleasant weather. At 6 a.m. the Portland made the signal to unmoor, and at noon to weigh, at which time the ships began to get under sail. Wind ditto. At noon at anchor, in St. Helena Road. Sunday, 5th. Gentle breezes and clear weather. At 1 p.m. weighed, and stood out of the road in company with the Portland and 12 sail of Indiamen. At 6 o'clock James Fort, St. Helena, bore east 12 south, distant 3 leagues. And A.M. found the variation, to be 13 degrees 10 minutes west. Wind east by south, course north 50 degrees 30 minutes west, distance 71 miles, latitude 15 degrees 5 minutes south. Longitude 6 degrees 46 minutes west. Monday, 6th. Moderate breezes and cloudy weather. Sailing in company with the fleet. Wind east southeast. Course north 47.12 degrees west. Distance 122 miles. Latitude 13 degrees 42 minutes south. Longitude 8 degrees 27 minutes west. Tuesday, 7th. Ditto weather. NEA. M found the variation, to be 12 degrees 5 minutes west. Exercise the people at great guns and small arms. Wind southeast, course north 46 degrees west, distance 137 miles, latitude 12 degrees 5 minutes south, longitude 10 degrees 9 minutes west. Wednesday, 8th. A steady breeze and pleasant weather. All the fleet in company. Wind southeast, course north 46 degrees 45 minutes west, distance 126 miles, latitude 10 degrees 39 minutes south, longitude 11 degrees 42 minutes west. Thursday, 9th. Ditto weather. In the evening, found the variation to be 11 degrees 42 minutes west. Wind southeast by south, course northwest, distance 118 miles, latitude 9 degrees 16 minutes, longitude 13 degrees 17 minutes west. Friday, 10th. At 6 in the a.m. saw the island of Ascension bearing north-northwest, distant 7 leagues. Made the signal to speak with the Portland, and soon after Captain Elliot himself came on board, to whom I delivered a letter for the Admiralty, and a box containing the ship's common logbooks, and some of the officers' journals, etc. I did this, because it seemed probable that the Portland would get home before us, as we sail much heavier than any of the fleet.
The Portland and the India fleet got home 3 days before the Endeavour.
At noon the island of Ascension bore east by south, distant 4 or 5 leagues. By our observations it lies in the latitude of 7 degrees 54 minutes south, and longitude of 14 degrees 18 minutes west. A northwest by north course by compass, or northwest a little westerly by the globe from St. Helena, will bring you directly to this island. Wind ditto, course northwest, distance 120 miles. Latitude 7 degrees 51 minutes south, longitude 14 degrees 32 minutes west. Friday, 11th. A steady trade wind and pleasant weather. At 1-2 past 6 p.m. the island of Ascension bore southeast 3-4 east, distant 11 or 12 leagues. Sailing in company with the fleet. Wind ditto, course north 42 degrees west, distance 117 miles. Latitude 6 degrees 24 minutes south, longitude 15 degrees 51 minutes west. Saturday, 12th. First and middle parts a steady breeze, and fair the latter, light squalls, with rain. Wind southeast by south to southeast by east, course north 31 degrees 15 minutes west, distance 123 miles. Latitude 4 degrees 38 minutes south, longitude 16 degrees 54 minutes west. Sunday, 13th. Gentle breezes and clear weather, hot and sultry. Sailing in company with the fleet. Variation 10 degrees west. Wind southeast by south, course north 32-12 degrees west, distance 119 miles. Latitude 2 degrees 58 minutes south, longitude 17 degrees 58 minutes west. Monday, 14th. Ditto weather. Wind southeast by south, course north 32-12 degrees west, distance 109 miles, latitude 1 degree 26 minutes south, longitude 18 degrees 57 minutes west. Tuesday, 15th. Little wind and hot sultry weather. In the P.M. observed, merely for the sake of observing, an eclipse of the sun. In the A.M. brought another fore topsail to the yard, the old one being quite wore out. Wind east-southeast, course north 32-12 degrees west, distance 85 miles, latitude 0 degrees 14 minutes south, longitude 19 degrees 43 minutes west. Wednesday, 16th. Light breezes and fair weather. Variation 9 degrees 30 minutes west. Wind southeast by south, course north 31 degrees west, distance 71 miles, latitude 0 degrees 47 minutes north, longitude 20 degrees 20 minutes west. Thursday, 17th. Ditto weather. Sailing in company with the fleet. Wind ditto, course north 31 degrees west, distance 61 miles, latitude 1 degree 39 minutes north, longitude 20 degrees 50 minutes west. Saturday, 18th. First part ditto weather, remainder squally, with thunder and rain. The observed latitude is 14 miles to the northward of the log. sailing in company with the fleet. Wind south southeast to east. Course north 20 degrees west. Distance 86 miles. Latitude 3 degrees 0 minutes north. Longitude 21 degrees 22 minutes west. Sunday, 19th. Cloudy, unsettled weather, with some rain. NEA. M found the variation by the amplitude and azimuth 7 degrees 40 minutes west. Hoisted a boat out, and sent on board the Houghton for the surgeon, Mr. Carrot, in order to look at Mr. Hicks, who is so far gone in the consumption that his life is despaired of. Observation at noon 16 miles to the northward of the log. Wind southeast to south by east. Course north 20 degrees west. Distance 98 miles. Latitude 4 degrees 32 minutes north. Longitude 21 degrees 58 minutes west. With India fleet. Homeward bound. Right bracket, Monday, 20th. Dark, cloudy, unsettled weather, with rain. At noon the observed latitude was 27 miles to the northward of the log. Sailing in company with the fleet. Wind variable between the south and east. Course north 19 degrees west. Distance 70 miles. Latitude 5 degrees 38 minutes north. Longitude 22 degrees 21 minutes west. Tuesday, 21st. Little wind, with some heavy showers of rain. At 2 p.m. at some observations of the sun and moon, which gave the longitude 24 degrees 50 minutes west, 2 degrees 28 minutes west of account. In the morning it was calm, and the ships, being near one another, several of them at their boats out to tow. We observed the Portland, to carry out a long warp. I, being desirous to see the machine they made use of, we hoisted out a boat, and Mr. Banks, Dr. Solander, and myself went on board her, where we was showed it. It was made of canvas, in every respect like an umbrella. Its circumference, if extended to a circle, was 24 feet, though this was a small one of the sort. Yet Captain Elliot told me that it would hold as much as 150 men could haul. I was so well satisfied of the utility of this machine, that I would not have delayed a moment in having one made had not our forge been rendered useless by the loss of some of its parts. Winds variable, course north 31 degrees west. Distance 35 miles, latitude 6 degrees 8 minutes north, longitude 25 degrees 8 minutes west. Wednesday, 22nd. Variable, unsettled weather, with rain. About 9 o'clock in the AM, the Portland shortened its sail for the sternmost ships to come up. As we imagined, this gave us an opportunity to get ahead of the fleet, after which we made such sail as was necessary to keep in company. Wind variable, course north-northwest 3-4 west, distance 58 miles, latitude 6 degrees 58 minutes north, longitude 25 degrees 38 minutes west. Thursday, 23rd. Little wind from the eastward, with frequent showers of rain, and hazy weather. The fleet astern of us all this day. At noon we shortened sail for them to come up, the headmost being about 2 leagues off. Wind east to northeast, course north 25 degrees west, distance 56 miles, latitude 7 degrees 49 minutes north, longitude 26 degrees 2 minutes west. Friday, 24th. First part moderate breezes, and hazy, with rain, the latter, fresh breezes and fair. At 3 p.m., finding the fleet to come fast up with us, we made all the sail we could. Soon after it became hazy, and we lost sight of them until near 6, when it cleared up a little, and we saw 3 sail abreast of us, bearing east about 2 or 3 miles distance. By this we saw that they not only kept a better wind, but outsailed us upon a wind. It became again hazy, and we lost sight of them, and notwithstanding we kept close upon a wind all night, with as much sail out as we could bear, there was not one sail in sight in the morning. Wind northeast and north-northeast, course north 54 degrees west, distance 92 miles, latitude 8 degrees 42 minutes north, 27 degrees 18 minutes west. Saturday, 25th. Moderate trade wind and cloudy weather. Wind north-northeast. Course north 50 degrees 15 minutes west. Distance 92 miles. Latitude 9 degrees 41 minutes north. Longitude 28 degrees 30 minutes west. Sunday, 26th. A steady trade and cloudy weather. About 1 o'clock p.m. departed this life Lieutenant Hicks, and in the evening his body was committed to the sea with the usual ceremonies. He died of a consumption which he was not free from when we sailed from England, so that it may be truly said that he hath been dying ever since, though he held out tolerable well until we got to Batavia. Wind northeast by north. Course north 46 degrees west. Distance 92 miles. Latitude 20 degrees 47 minutes north. Longitude 29 degrees 35 minutes west. Monday, 27th. A steady, fresh trade and cloudy weather. This day I gave Mr. Charles Clerk an order to act as lieutenant in the room of Mr. Hicks, deceased, he being a young man extremely well qualified for that station. Wind northeast, course north 39 degrees west, distance 103 miles, latitude 12 degrees 7 minutes north, longitude 30 degrees 40 minutes west. Tuesday, 28th. A steady trade and fair weather. Wind northeasterly, course north 40 degrees west, distance 108 miles, latitude 13 degrees 30 minutes north, longitude 31 degrees 51 minutes west. Wednesday, 29th. Fresh gales and hazy. Wind ditto, course north 31.12 degrees west, distance 128 miles, latitude 15 degrees 19 minutes north, longitude 33 degrees 2 minutes west. Thursday, 30th. Ditto gales and cloudy. Fixed a new maintopmast backstay, the old one having broke several times. Wind ditto. Course north 31 degrees 15 minutes west, distance 124 miles, latitude 17 degrees 5 minutes north, longitude 34 degrees 9 minutes west. Friday, 31st. Strong gales and cloudy in the evening. Got down top gallant yards, and in the morning found the variation 5 degrees 9 minutes west. Wind northeast and northeast by east. Course north 39.12 degrees west, distance 136 miles, latitude 18 degrees 50 minutes north, longitude 35 degrees 40 minutes west. June 1771. Right bracket, Saturday, June 1st. Fresh trade, and cloudy weather. And A.M. got up top gallant yards. Wind northeast, course north 35 degrees west. Distance 100 miles, latitude 20 degrees 12 minutes north, longitude 36 degrees 41 minutes west. Sunday, 2nd. Moderate gales and clear weather. Variation 5 degrees 4 minutes west. Wind northeast to north-northeast. Course north 49 degrees west. Distance 104 miles, latitude 21 degrees 20 minutes north. Longitude 38 degrees 5 minutes west. Monday, 3rd. A gentle trade wind, and pleasant weather. Wind northeast, course north 44 degrees west, distance 85 miles, latitude 22 degrees 21 minutes north, longitude 39 degrees 9 minutes west. Tuesday, 4th. Ditto weather. And A.M. found the variation, 24 degrees 30 minutes west. Wind northeast, course north 34 degrees west, distance 91 miles, latitude 23 degrees 40 north, longitude 40 degrees 4 minutes west. Wednesday, 5th. Gentle breezes, with some showers of small rain. Wind ditto, course north 52 degrees west, distance 83 miles, latitude 24 degrees 31 minutes north, longitude 41 degrees 11 minutes west. Thursday, 6th. Ditto weather. And A.M. found the variation by the mean of the amplitude and azimuth, 25 degrees 34 minutes west, and by observation of the sun and moon found the ship in longitude 43 degrees 18 minutes west of Greenwich, 2 degrees 51 minutes west of the log since the last observations. this I judge to be owing to a westerly current. Wind east northeast to east. Course north 3-4 west. Distance 90 miles. Latitude 26 degrees 1 minute north. Longitude, per observation sun and moon, 43 degrees 18 minutes west. Friday, 7th. Moderate breezes, and cloudy. A.M. Variation per mean of 20 azimuths 5 degrees 20 minutes west. Wind east northeast. Course north 15 degrees west. Distance 84 miles. Latitude 27 degrees 22 minutes north. Longitude 43 degrees 42 minutes west. Saturday, 8th. Moderate breezes and pleasant weather. And A.M. found the variation to be 5 degrees 24 minutes west. By the observation of the sun and moon, the longitude of the ship at noon was 43 degrees 42 minutes west. Wind easterly, course north, distance 88 miles, latitude 28 degrees 50 minutes north, longitude 43 degrees 42 minutes west. Sunday, 9th. Clear, pleasant weather and a smooth sea. And A.M. found the variation to be 7 degrees 33 minutes west. Some tropic birds flying about the ship. We have seen of these birds every day since we passed the tropic. Wind ditto, course north by west 1-2 west. Distance 81 miles. Latitude 30 degrees 11 minutes north. Longitude 44 degrees 9 minutes west. Monday, 10th. Little wind and clear weather. Exercised the people at small arms. Wind ditto, course north 30 degrees west. Distance 71 miles, latitude 31 degrees 12 minutes north, longitude 44 degrees 50 minutes west. Tuesday, 11th. Ditto weather. A smooth sea. Wind northeast by east. Course north 18 minutes west. Distance 67 miles, latitude 32 degrees 16 north, longitude 45 degrees 14 minutes west. Wednesday, 12th. Light breezes and clear weather. Variation by the amplitude in the evening 7 degrees 0 minutes west, and by azimuth in the morning 6 degrees 55 minutes west. Exercised great guns and small arms. Wind east by south, course north northeast, distance 48 miles, latitude 33 degrees 8 minutes north, longitude 44 degrees 53 minutes west. Thursday, 13th. Little wind and pleasant weather. Found the variation by the amplitude in the evening to be 8 degrees 23 minutes, in the morning 8 degrees 15 minutes, and by azimuth soon after 8 degrees 14 minutes west. Wind ditto, course north by east 1-2 east, distance 77 miles, latitude 34 degrees 14 minutes north, longitude 44 degrees 25 minutes west. Friday, 14th. A gentle gale, and pleasant weather. And A.M. saw two turtle laying asleep upon the water. Wind east-southeast, course north 18 degrees east, distance 99 miles, latitude 35 degrees 48 minutes north, longitude 43 degrees 48 minutes west. Saturday, 15th. Ditto weather at daylight. In the morning saw a sloop to windward standing to the eastward, which we run out of sight by noon. Wind southeast, course northeast 1-2 east, distance 119 miles, latitude 37 degrees 2 minutes north, longitude 41 degrees 54 minutes west. Sunday, 16th. A steady breeze and pleasant weather, with some rain in the night. At daylight in the morning saw a sail ahead, which we came up and spoke with a little after 10 o'clock. She proved a Portuguese ship from Rio de Janeiro, bound to Lisbon. Wind ditto, course northeast 1-2 east, distance 119 miles, latitude 38 degrees 18 minutes north, longitude 40 degrees 38 minutes west. Monday, 17th. Steady, gentle gales and pleasant weather. Variation in the evening 9 degrees west. Wind south-southeast, course north 68 degrees east. Distance 104 miles, latitude 38 degrees 57 minutes north, longitude 38 degrees 36 minutes west. Tuesday, 18th. Little wind, and clear weather. at 2 p.m. found the ship to be by observation 1 degree 22 minutes to the westward of account carried on from the last observation. In the evening the variation was 14 degrees 15 minutes west, and in the morning 14 degrees 24 minutes. Wind south. Course north 66 degrees east. Distance 82 miles. Latitude 39 degrees 52 minutes north. Longitude 36 degrees 59 minutes west. Wednesday, 19th. Fresh gales and cloudy. At 2 p.m. found by observation the same error in our longitude as yesterday, which I have now corrected. The longitude of this day is that resulting from observation. At 10 a.m. saw a sail ahead, which we soon came up with, and sent a boat on board. She was a schooner from Rhode Island out upon the whale fishery. From her we learned that all was peace in Europe, and that the America disputes were made up. To confirm this the master said, that the coat on his back was made in Old England. Soon after leaving this vessel we spoke another from Boston, and saw a third, all out on the same account. Wind south to southwest, course north 73 degrees east, distance 127 miles, latitude 40 degrees 9 minutes north, longitude 36 degrees 44 minutes west. Thursday, 20th. Fresh gales and cloudy, with some showers of rain. At daylight in the morning saw a sail ahead standing to the east. A swell from the north-northwest. Wind southwest, northwest, north. Course north 81 2 degrees east. Distance 121 miles. Latitude 40 degrees 29 minutes north. Longitude 33 degrees 10 minutes west. Friday, 21st. Fresh gales and cloudy. In the P.M. saw a sail astern standing to the southeast, and at 11 o'clock a.m. saw from the masthead 13 sail of stout ships, which we took to be the East India Fleet. Wind northerly, course east by north, distance 128 miles, latitude 40 degrees 33 minutes north, longitude 30 degrees 20 minutes west. Saturday, 22nd. Fresh gales, with squalls, attended with rain. In the evening, at 14 sail in sight, 13 upon our lee quarter, and a snow upon our lee bow. In the night split both topgallant sails, so much that they were obliged to be unbent to repair. In the morning the carpenter reported the maintopmast, to be sprung in the cap, which we supposed happened in the P.M.M., when both the weather backstays broke. Our rigging and sails are now so bad, that something or another is giving way every day. At noon at 13 sail in sight, which we are well assured are the India fleet, and are all now upon our weather quarter. Wind north to northeast, course north 81 degrees east, distance 114 miles, latitude 41 degrees 11 minutes, longitude 27 degrees 52 minutes west. Sunday, 23rd. Fresh gales and squally, attended with showers of rain. In the evening all the fleet were to windward of us, and in the morning not one was to be seen. Wind northeast by north to east northeast, course south 69.12 degrees east, distance 80 miles, latitude 40 degrees 43 minutes north, longitude 26 degrees 13 minutes west. Monday, 24th. First part, moderate breezes. Remainder, squally. At noon tacked. Wind northeast to east southeast. Course south 82 degrees east. Distance 64 miles. Latitude 40 degrees 34 minutes north. Longitude 24 degrees 49 minutes west. Tuesday, 25th. First part and remainder a fresh breeze and cloudy. Wind northeast to north northeast. Course south 85 degrees east. Distance 58 miles, latitude 40 degrees 39 minutes north, longitude 23 degrees 33 minutes west. Wednesday, 26th. First part, breezes, remainder, little wind. Wind north by east, course north 86 degrees 45 minutes east, distance 72 miles, latitude 40 degrees 43 minutes north, longitude 21 degrees 58 minutes west. Thursday, 27th. Moderate breezes and cloudy weather. Wind westerly. Course north 54 minutes east. Distance 54 miles. Latitude 41 degrees 14 minutes north. Longitude 20 degrees 59 minutes west. Friday, 28th. Fresh breezes, with showers of rain. Wind west to north-northwest. Course north 38 degrees east. Distance 123 miles. Latitude 42 degrees 55 minutes north. Longitude 19 degrees 18 minutes west. Saturday, 29th. First part, little wind. Remainder, fresh gales and squally, with showers of rain. Wind southwest to west and northeast. Course north 59 degrees 15 minutes east. Distance 86 miles. Latitude 43 degrees 39 minutes north. Longitude 17 degrees 36 minutes west. Sunday, 30th. Gentle breezes and fair weather. Variation in the evening 18 degrees 30 minutes west, and in the morning 19 degrees 30 minutes. Wind northerly. Course north 50 degrees 45 minutes east. Distance 87 miles. Latitude 44 degrees 34 minutes north. Longitude 16 degrees 2 minutes west. July 1771. Right bracket, Monday, July 1st. Ditto weather. In the night past two sails standing to the southwest. Wind ditto. Course north 77 degrees 15 minutes east. Distance 90 miles. Latitude 44 degrees 54 minutes north. Longitude 13 degrees 59 minutes west. Tuesday, 2nd. Little wind and cloudy, hazy weather. One sail in sight to the northeast. Wind ditto. Course east. Distance 42 miles. Latitude 45 degrees 54 minutes north. Longitude 13 degrees 2 minutes west. Wednesday, 3rd. Little wind and pleasant weather. At 9 a.m. found the ship by observation of the sun and moon 1 degree 14 minutes east of account. 6 sail in sight. Wind north and northwest. Course north 56 degrees east. Distance 54 miles. Latitude 45 degrees 24 minutes north. Longitude 11 degrees 59 minutes west per log. 10 degrees 45 minutes per observation. Thursday, 4th. Gentle breezes and cloudy weather. Variation per azimuth and amplitude in the evening 21 degrees 25.12 west, and in the morning 20 degrees 10 minutes west. Wind west, north, and northeast. Course south 85 degrees east. Distance 55 miles. Latitude 45 degrees 29 minutes north. Longitude 10 degrees 44 minutes west per log. 9 degrees 27 minutes per observation. Friday, 5th. Little wind and cloudy. At 1 p.m. spoke a Dutch galliot bound to Riga. At 5 tacked, and stood to the westward till 8 a.m., then to the eastward. Wind northeast. Course north 50 degrees east. Distance 8 miles. Latitude 45 degrees 34 minutes north. Longitude 10 degrees 32 minutes west per log. 9 degrees 18 minutes per observation. Saturday, 6th. Gentle breezes and cloudy. At 1 p.m. sent a boat on board a brig belonging to Boston, last from Gibraltar, and bound to Falmouth. Wind north-northeast. Course north 72 degrees 30 minutes east. Distance 37 miles. Latitude 44 degrees 45 minutes north. Longitude 9 degrees 42 minutes west per log. 8 degrees 28 minutes per observation. Sunday, 7th. Gentle breezes and clear weather. In the evening, found the variation by the amplitude to be 22 degrees 30 minutes west. At 9 a.m. spoke a brig from Liverpool bound to Porto, and some time after another from London, bound to the Granades. As he had been 3 days from Scilly, and reckoned herself in the longitude of about 10 minutes west, which was about 40 minutes to the westward, of what we found ourselves today by observation. We learned from this vessel that no account had been received in England from us, and that wagers were held that we were lost. It seems highly improbable that the letters sent by the Dutch ships from Batavia should not come to hand, as it is now 5 months since these ships sailed from the Cape of Good Hope. Wind north northeast and northwest, course north 50 degrees east, distance 49 miles, latitude 46 degrees 16 minutes north, longitude 9 degrees 39 minutes west per account, 9 degrees 29 minutes per observation. Monday, 8th. Little wind and hazy weather. Swell from the northward. Wind north-northwest to southwest. Course north 46 degrees 45 minutes east. Distance 43 miles. Latitude 46 degrees 45 minutes north. Longitude 8 degrees 54 minutes west. Tuesday, 9th. Fore and middle parts a gentle breeze, and thick, foggy weather. Remainder, a fresh breeze and cloudy. A swell from the north-northwest all day. Wind southwesterly. Course north 21 degrees east. Distance 100 miles. Latitude 48 degrees 19 minutes north. Longitude 8 degrees 1 minute west per account. 8 degrees 7 minutes per observation. Wednesday, 10th. Pleasant breezes and clear weather. At 6 o'clock in the morning sounded, and struck ground in 60 fathoms shells and stones, by which I judged we were the length of Scilly Isles. At noon we saw land from the masthead, bearing north, which we judged to be about the land's end. Soundings 54 fathoms, course, gray sand. Wind westerly, course north 44 degrees east, distance 97 miles. Latitude 49 degrees 29 minutes north, longitude 6 degrees 18 minutes west. Friday, 11th. Steady fresh breezes and clear weather. At 2 in the p.m. saw the lizard land, and at 6 o'clock the lighthouse bore northwest, distant 5 leagues, we being at this time, by my reckoning, in the longitude of 5 degrees 30 minutes west. Soon after two ships under their topsails between us and the land, which we took for men of war. At 7 o'clock in the morning the start point bore northwest by north, distant 3 leagues, and at noon we reckoned ourselves about 5 leagues short of Portland. This forenoon a small cutter-built vessel came under our stern, and inquired after the India fleet, which, they said, they were cruising for, and had not seen. Friday, 12th. Winds at southwest, a fresh gale, with which we run briskly up channel. At 1-2 past 3 p.m. past the Bill of Portland, and at 7 Peveril Point. At 6 a.m. past Beachy Head at the distance of 4 or 5 miles. At 10 Dungeness, at the distance of 2 miles, and at noon we were abreast of Dover. Saturday, 13th. At 3 o'clock in the p.m. anchored in the Downs, and soon after I landed in order to repair to London. Signed, James Cook. Postscript. I have made mention in book first. The journal was written in thin books, afterwards bound together in England. The page given here is of this published copy. Page 76, of two Spanish ships touching at George's Island some months before our arrival there. Upon our arrival at Batavia we were informed that two French ships, commanded by the Sieur de Bougainville, had put in there about 2 years before us in their way home from the South Seas. We were told many circumstances relating to the two ships, all tending to prove beyond a doubt that they were the same two as were at George's Island as above mentioned, which we then conjectured to be Spaniards. Being lead into that mistake by the Spanish iron, etc., we saw among the natives, and by two Baratamita pitching upon the colors of that nation for those they wore, in which he might very easily be mistaken. But as to the iron, etc., there might be no mistake, for we were told that either one or both of these ships had put into the River de la Plata, where they disposed of all their European goods brought for that purpose, and purchased others to trade with the islanders in the South Sea, and I think we were told that they also touched upon the Spanish main in the South Sea. As a proof of their having been trading with the Spaniards, Bougainville's ship had on board a great quantity of Spanish dollars at the time she arrived at and left Batavia, some days after our arrival at the Cape of Good Hope. I was told by some French officers, lately come from the island Mauritius, that Aurette, the native of George's Island which Bougainville brought away with him, was now at the Mauritius, and that they were going to fit out a ship to carry him to his native country, where they intend to make a settlement. 100 troops for that purpose were to go out in the same ship. This account is confirmed by a French gentleman we have on board, who has very lately been at the Mauritius. This intention was never carried out. As I have no reason to doubt the truth of this account, it leads me to consider the route that this ship must take, which I think can be no other than that of Tasman's as far as the coast of New Zealand. And if she fall in with that coast to the southward of Cape Farewell, will very probably put into Admiralty Bay, or Queen Charlotte's Sound, as Tasman's track will in some measure point out to her one or the other of these places. I think it is not likely she will venture through the strait, even suppose she discovers it, but will follow Tasman's track to the North Cape, where no doubt she will leave him, and follow the direction of the coast to the southeast, as it will not be out of her way, by which means she will fall in with the most fertile part of that country, and as they cannot know anything of the Endeavour's voyage, they will not hesitate a moment to declare themselves the first discoverers. Indeed, I cannot see how they can think otherwise, unless the natives inform them to the contrary, which they may not choose to understand. The French officers before spoke of would not allow that George's Isle, and was first discovered by the Dolphin, though no doubt Bougainville did. But it was not for the interest of his country, nor perhaps his own, to own it. Thus this island, though of little value, may prove a bone of contention between the two nations, especially if the French make a settlement upon it, and the Dolphin's voyage, and this of ours, published by authority to fix the prior right of discovery beyond disputes. Now I am upon the subject of discoveries, I hope it will not be taken amiss, if I give it as my opinion, that the most feasible method of making further discoveries in the South Sea is to enter it by the way of New Zealand, first touching and refreshing at the Cape of Good Hope, from thence proceed to the southward of New Holland for Queen Charlotte's Sound, where again refresh wood and water, taking care to be ready to leave that place by the latter end of September, or beginning of October at farthest, when you would have the whole summer before you, and after getting through the strait, might, with the prevailing westerly winds, run to the eastward in as high a latitude as you please, and if you meet with no lands would have time enough to get round Cape Horn before the summer was too far spent. But if after meeting with no continent, and you had other objects in view, then haul to the northward, and after visiting some of the islands already discovered, after which proceed with the trade wind back to the westward in search of those before mentioned, thus the discoveries in the South Sea would be complete. This program Cook carried out in his second voyage in the most complete manner possible. Index. Admiralty, Letters to 357, 379. Agulhas, Cape, 375. Current, 373. Albatrosses, 46, 47, 128. Anchors, Loss of, 276, 327. Anchor stocks eaten by worms, 86. Air Islands, 336. Ascension Island, 387. Australia, East Coast of. Animals, 318. Appearance of, 252, 265, 267, 272, 294, 317. Bedford, Cape, 292. Birds, 318. Booby Island, 314. Botany Bay, 242-248. Bustard Bay, 258-260. Canoes, 243-321. Capricorn, Cape, 260. Cleveland Bay, 270. Cook's Passage, 301. Cornwall, K, Cape, 313. Damage to ship, 280, 281, 284. Danger point, 253. Danger, ships in, 253, 254, 262, 263, 267, 274, 278, 279, 303, 328. Dangerous navigation through the reefs, 306 to 310. Description of 317. Dromedary, mount and point, 239. Endeavor Reef, 274, 276. Endeavor River, 279. Sail from, 292. Description of, 293. Endeavor Strait, 313. Description of, 314. Exploration, remarks on, 305. First attempts at landing, 242. Fish, 318. Flattery, Cape, 297. Fruits, 318. Glass houses, 254. Gloucester, Cape, 269. Grafton, Cape, 273. Grenville, Cape, 307. Hicks Point, 237. Hillsborough, Cape, 267. Historical Notes, 325. Hope Islands, 277. Houses, 321. Howe, Cape, 238. Jackson Port, 249. Jervis Bay, 241. Kangaroo, 280, 281, 287, 291, 294. Language, 322. Lizard Island, 298. Lookout Point, 298. Magnetic Island, 271. Morton Bay, 254. Natives, 239, 242, 244, 245, 248, 272, 286, 287, 288, 289, 290, 311, 312, 319, 320, 323. New South Wales, name bestowed, 312. Palmerston, Cape, 267. Pigeon House, 239. Possession Island, 311. Providential Channel, 304. Raised Fish, 247, 291, 295. Rockingham Bay, 272. Sandy Cape, 256. Ship aground, 274 to 276, 279. Ship beached for repair, 280. Sighted, 237. Smoky Cape, 251. Stevens Port, 250. Thirsty Sound, 264. Tides, observations on, 267, 268, 312, 324. Timber, 318. Torres Straits, doubts of existence of, 301, 302, 306, 314, 335. Townshend, Cape, 263. Tribulation, Cape, 274. Upstart, Cape, 270. Weapons, 320. Weymouth, Cape, 306. Whitsunday Passage, 269. York, Cape, 310. Banks, Mr., 2, 19, 38, 61, 63, 65, 72, 75, 76, 79, 81, 82, 87, 88, 111, 114, 115, 128, 130, 140, 165, 167, 184, 186, 200, 217, 225, 242, 245, 247, 259, 285, 288, 298, 311, 329, 332, 362, 377, 382. Batavia, 353-364. Description of 363. Sickly climate of 359, 362, 364, 372. Boats, preservation of 74. Balabola. Description of 117. Past, 113. Boobies, 257, 314, 336, 378. Boot topping, 19. Bougainville, 314. His visit to Tahiti, 72, 76, 101, 314, 395. Bow Island, 56. Butchin, Mr. Artist, death of, 64. Canoes, Australian, 243, 321. New Zealand, 221, 222. Society Islands, 118. Tahiti, 97. Voyages in, 119, 121. Cape Colony, remarks on, 382. Cape Pigeons, sea pintado birds. Cape Town, 376, 383. Celery, wild, 141, 154, 166, 190. Chain Island, 58. Chart making, remarks on, 337. Clerk, master's mate, 76, 390. Cockles, Tridacna, 284, 295, 306. Cook, captain. Character, XLV. Death of, Zlia. Early life, Zia. Survey of Newfoundland, XV. First voyage, Sksi. Second, Sksix. Third, Sksvia. Cook, Mrs., XV, Zliv. Damage to ship, 280, 281, 284, 353, 359. Danger, ship in, 169, 192, 204, 253, 254, 262, 263, 267, 274, 278, 279, 303, 308, 328, 330. Dipping needle, 13, 44. Dolphin, H. M.M. S. Voyages of, Zwaaien. Downs, return to, 394. Dutch. Regulations for ships, 351. Home fleet, 357. Dispute with, 362. Dysentery. Deaths from, 368, 369, 370, 371, 372. Remarks on, 377. Egg birds, 53. Fleet, Indian, 386. Flogging, 20, 22, 64, 76, 77, 79, 107, 108, 155, 166, 167, 371. Fodering the ship, 276, 277. Fuegian natives, 37. Funchal, 6. Good Hope, Cape of, 375. Gore, Lieutenant, 76, 120, 198, 245, 282, 285, 341. Green, the astronomer, 31, 35, 68, 76, 131, 150, 305, 316, 354, 368. Hicks, Lieutenant, 20, 69, 76, 85, 145, 160, 240, 244, 304, 349, 350, 354, 356, 388, 389. Horn, Cape, 41. Longitude of, 45. Passage round, 48. Ewan. Visited, 109. Description of, 110. Islands, list of, 229. Journal, copy of, sent home, 356, 357. Kangaroos, 280, 281, 287, 291, 294, 318. King George's Island, see Tahiti. Krakatoa, Krakatoa, 349. Lagoon Island, 55. Language of New Zealand and Tahiti identical, 131, 225. Lemaire Strait, 34-39. Description of, 42. Directions for, 42. Lightning conductors, 354. Line, crossing the, 13. Local attraction, 264. Lunars, Cook's remarks on, 316. Lunars, Skye. Magra, midshipman, 258, 278. Molyneux, Mr., Master, 67, 107, 285, 287, 290, 298, 300, 385. Monkhouse, midshipman, 277, 369. Monkhouse, surgeon, 59, 64, 109, 359. Morieser Temples, 83, 104, 118. Natal, coast of, 373. Natives, see Tahiti. See east coast of Australia. See New Zealand. New Guinea, coast of, 330, 334. Land in, 333. Weapons, 333. New South Wales, see Australia, east coast. Remarks on, 317. New Zealand, account of, 214. Admiralty Bay, 213. Animals, 217. Attempt to seize a boy, 137. Banks Peninsula, 197. Brett, Cape, 163. Burial, 224. Camel, Mount, 171, 176, 177. Campbell, Cape, 194. Canoes, 221, 222. Cannibalism, 156, 183, 184, 221. Chart of, accuracy of, 215. Clothing, 219. Colville, Cape, 158, 161. Cook's Strait, 181, 186, 193. Customs of Mourning, 188. Description of, 214. Dusky Bay, 207. Egmont, Mount, 180. Farewell, Cape, 211. First Landing in, 130. Food, 222. Horagai Gulf, 160. Hawks Bay, 137. Hemper Flats, 217. Hippas, Herpas, 147, 152, 153, 156, 164, 167, 169, 186, 192. Houses, 223. Iron Sand, 156. Islands, Bay of, 165, 169. Jackson, Cape, 214. Kapara Harbor, 177. Carrara Mountain, 193, 196. Left, 213. Massacre or Murderers, Murtherers, Bay, 183, 214. Mercury Bay, 148, 155. Middle Island, description of, 210. Musical instruments, 224. Native, name of, 189, 214. Natives, conflicts with, 131, 135, 136, 146, 147, 148, 151, 163, 164, 165, 166, 182, 187, 221. Description of, 218. Fearlessness of, 139, 221. Notes on, 230. Three captured, 132. Traditions of, 191. Traffic with, 134, 137, 141, 143, 145, 149, 151, 159, 160, 182, 192, 195. North, Cape, 173. Palliser, Palliser, Cape, 193, 195. Patu Padoas, 154. Pluses recommended for settling, 218. Plenty, Bay of, 146. Portland Island, 134. Poverty Bay, 130. Produce of, 216. Queen Charlotte's Sound, 182, 191. Religion, 224. Ruapuke Island, 203. Runaway, Cape, 145. Saunders, Cape, 201. Sighted, 129. South Cape, 205. Stevens Island, 188, 212. Stewart Island, 205. Tegadu Bay, 141. Thames, Frith of, 158, 161. Three Kings, 174. Timber, 159, 217. Talaga Bay, 142. Tools, 223. Traps, 204. Turnagain, Cape, 130, 195. Weapons, 154. Ohatiroa, 120. Ower Harbor, 110. Onrust, the Dutch dockyard, 354, 356. Ataha, 112. Excursion to, 116. Description of, 117. Ataheite, see Tahiti. Ori, King of Huahan, 109, 110. Orton, Mr., 258. Osnaburg Island, 58. Oysters, 153, 156, 248, 260, 266, 318. Pacific. Exploration of, XV. Explorers of, ZVI. Parkinson, Mr., 368. Pomadu Archipelago, 55 to 58. Pepe's Island, 33. Perry, Mr. Surgeon's Mate, 359. Potato Birds, 122. Port Egmont Hens, 129, 200. Poverty Bay, Incidents at, 130. Prince's Island, Sunda Strait, 366. Quiros, 213, 226, 301. Raiatea, Siuliedia. Raised Fish, 247, 291, 295. Repairs effected, 360. Rio Janeiro, arrival at, 18. Viceroy of, 19 to 22. Description of, 24. Raguin, 227. Rot, 340. Rarudu, Co Hatiroa. St. Helena, 386. Savu, 341 to 347. Scurvy, Zvi, Zvi. Concord, Xvia, XXX, Xvi, Zvi. Prevention against, Xiv, 59. Seals, 128, 203, 217. Society Islands, description of, 116. Solander, Doctor, 65, 131, 166, 167, 184, 186, 242, 245, 288, 311, 332, 342. Sauerkraut, 59. Southern Continent, 51, 125, 226, 228. Stranding of ship, 169, 274 to 276, 279. Success Bay, 36, 42. Suicide of a Marine, 54. Sumatra Strait, 349, 366. Swallow, H. MMS. Safety of, 350. Voyage of, Zix. Table Bay, 376 to 381, 383, 384. Taha. Siataha. Tahiti. Arioi Society, 95. Arrival at, 59. Breadfruit, 84. Canoes, 97. Chastity, Want of, 96. Climate, 103. Cloth Manufacture, 99. Clothing of Natives, 93. Cooking, Method of, 79. Dead, Disposal of, 65, 81. Description of, 88. Desertion at, 80, 84. Dogs as Food, 79. Emblems of Peace, 64. Expedition Round, 81. Four Directed at, 64, 68. Funeral Ceremonies, 102. Government, 100. History, Notes on, 105. Houses, 96. Images, 83. Leave Island, 87. Manners and Customs, 94. Mori's, Morai, or Temples, 83, 101. Music, 94. Natives of. Description of, 91. Rules for Traffic with, 60. Omo Remo, Chief, 80, 83, 105, 106. Aberia, Queen, 67, 69, 70, 72, 79, 80, 83, 85, 86, 105. Oa, Chief, 60, 63, 66. Priests, 102. Produce of, 89. Religion, 101. Sexes, separation at meals, 91. Tattooing, 93. Thefts at, 62, 63, 68, 73, 75, 78, 82. Tuberatamita, Chief, 62, 65, 69, 71, 73, 77, 85. Tools, 98. Tataha, Regent, 62, 67, 69, 70, 71, 74, 77, 85, 106. Traffic for provisions, 60, 87. Tupia, Priest. C. Tupia. Weapons, 99. Wrestling, 71. Tenerife, peak of, 8. Tenemer Islands, 336. Turn. C. Egberts. Thrum Cap Island, 56. Tierra del Fuego, Expedition in 2, 38. Timer, 338. Tataha, Regent of Tahiti. C. Tahiti. Transit of Mercury, 150. Venus, 76. Tropic Birds, 53. Tupia, Priest of Tahiti, 102, 105, 109, 112, 131, 132, 136, 182, 187, 242, 286, 349, 354. Death of, 363. Islands known to, 229. Knowledge of, 121. Taken on board, 87. Usefulness of, 363. Turtle, 285, 287, 288, 290, 295, 301, 352. Two Groups Island, 57. Yulietia. Acting and dances at, 114. Description of, 116. Harbor, 111. Opani, King of, 115. Rotonui Harbor, 114. Variation, Remarks on, 104. Venereal Disease, 76. Walsh, Cape, 331. Warping, Machine 4, 389. Elliot Stock, 62, Paternoster O. End of the Project Gutenberg ebook of Captain Cook's Journal during the First Voyage Round the World, by James Cook. End of the Project Gutenberg ebook First Voyage Round the World. This file should be named CFVRW10. TTXT or CFVRW10. Zip corrected editions of our ebooks, get a new number, CFVRW11. TTXT versions based on separate sources get new letter, CFVRW10ATTXT, produced by Sue Astcher. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the US, unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people started our websites at http Gutenberg Nnet or http promo Nnet page. These websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Those of you who want to download any ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. http://www.iabiblio.org/gutenberg-etext03 or ftp ftp iabiblio org pub docs books Gutenberg etext 03 or etext 02 01 00 99 98 97 96 95 94 93 92 92 91 or 90. Just search by the first five letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The time it takes us, a rather conservative estimate, is 50 hours to get an ebook selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed, the copyright letters written, etc. Our projected audience is 100 million readers. If the value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour in 2002 as we release over 100 new text files per month. 1240 more ebooks in 2001 for a total of 4,000 plus we are already on our way to trying for 2,000 more ebooks in 2002. If they reach just 1-2% of the world's population then the total will reach over half a trillion ebooks given away by year's end. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion ebooks. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only about 4% of the present number of computer users. Here is the briefest record of our progress.
Means estimated,
: ebooks year month, 1971 July 10 1991 January 100 1994 January 1000 1997 August 1500 1998 October 2000 1999 December 2500 2000 December 3000 2001 November 4000 2001 October November 6000 2002 December 9000 2000 3 November 10,000 2004 January, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been created to secure a future for Project Gutenberg into the next millennium. We need your donations more than ever. As of February 2002, contributions are being solicited from people and organizations in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. We have filed in all 50 states now, but these are the only ones that have responded. As the requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. Please feel free to ask to check the status of your state. In answer to various questions we have received on this, we are constantly working on finishing the paperwork to legally request donations in all 50 states. If your state is not listed, and you would like to know if we have added it since the list you have, just ask. While we cannot solicit donations from people in states where we are not yet registered, we know of no prohibition against accepting donations from donors in these states who approach us with an offer to donate. International donations are accepted, but we don't know anything about how to make them tax deductible, or even if they can be made deductible, and don't have the staff to handle it, even if there are ways. Donations by check or money order may be sent to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, PMB 113-1739 University Avenue, Oxford, MS 38655-4109. Contact us if you want to arrange for a wire transfer or payment method other than by check or money order. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been approved by the U.S. Internal Revenue Service as a 501(c)(3) organization with an employee identification number 64622154. Donations are tax deductible to the maximum extent permitted by law. As fundraising requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. We need your donations more than ever. You can get up-to-date donation information online at http://www.ggutenberg.netdonation.html. If you can't reach Project Gutenberg, you can always email directly to Michael S. Hart, H-A-R-T at pobox.com greater than prof. Hart will answer or forward your message. We would prefer to send you information by email. The legal small print, 3 pages, start the small print. For public domain ebooks start, why is this small print statement here? You know, lawyers. They tell us you might sue us if there is something wrong with your copy of this ebook, even if you got it for free from someone other than us, and even if what's wrong is not our fault. So, among other things, this small print statement disclaims most of our liability to you. It also tells you how you may distribute copies of this ebook if you want to. Before you use or read this ebook, by using or reading any part of this Project Gutenberg TM ebook, you indicate that you understand, agree to, and accept this small print statement. If you do not, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for this ebook by sending a request within 30 days of receiving it to the person you got it from. If you received this ebook on a physical medium, such as a disc, you must return it with your request. About Project Gutenberg TM ebooks. This Project Gutenberg TM ebook, like most Project Gutenberg TM ebooks, is a public domain work distributed by Professor Michael S. Hart through the Project Gutenberg Association, the Project, among other things. This means that no one owns a United States copyright on or for this work, so the Project and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission, and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth below, apply if you wish to copy and distribute this ebook under the Project Gutenberg trademark. Please do not use the Project Gutenberg trademark to market any commercial products without permission. To create these ebooks, the Project expends considerable efforts to identify, transcribe, and proofread public domain works. Despite these efforts, the Project's ebooks and any medium they may be on may contain defects. Among other things, defects may take the form of incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other ebook medium, a computer virus, or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. Limited warranty. Disclaimer of damages, but for the item of replacement or refund described below, one Michael Hart and the Foundation and any other party you may receive this ebook from as a Project Gutenberg TM ebook disclaims all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees, and two, you have no remedies for negligence, or under strict liability, or for breach of warranty or contract, including but not limited to indirect, consequential, punitive, or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damages. If you discover a defect in this ebook within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it, by sending an explanatory note within that time to the person you received it from. If you received it on a physical medium, you must return it with your note, and such person may choose to alternatively give you a replacement copy. If you received it electronically, such person may choose to alternatively give you a second opportunity to receive it electronically. This ebook is otherwise provided to U.S.'s. No other warranties of any kind, express or implied, are made to you, as to the ebook or any medium it may be on, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose.
Some states do not allow disclaimers of implied warranties, or the exclusion or limitation of consequential damages, so the above disclaimers and exclusions may not apply to you, and you may have other legal rights. Indemnity. You will indemnify and hold Michael Hart, the foundation, and its trustees and agents, and any volunteers associated with the production and distribution of Project Gutenberg TM texts harmless from all liability, cost and expense, including legal fees, that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following that you do or cause. 1. Distribution of this ebook. 2. Alteration, modification, or addition to the ebook, or 3. Any defect. Distribution under Project Gutenberg TM. You may distribute copies of this ebook electronically, or by disk, book or any other medium, if you either delete this small print, and all other references to Project Gutenberg, or 1. Only give exact copies of it. Among other things, this requires that you do not remove, alter or modify the ebook or the small print statement. You may, however, if you wish, distribute this ebook in machine-readable binary, compressed, markup, or proprietary form, including any form resulting from conversion by word processing or hypertext software, but only so long as either colon, left bracket, right bracket, the ebook, when displayed, is clearly readable, and does not contain characters other than those intended by the author of the work, although tilde, tilde, asterisk, and underline characters may be used to convey punctuation intended by the author, and additional characters may be used to indicate hypertext links, or left bracket, right bracket. The ebook may be readily converted by the reader at no expense into plain ASCII, EBCDIC or equivalent form by the program that displays the ebook, as is the case, for instance, with most word processors. Or left bracket, right bracket, you provide, or agree to also provide on request at no additional cost, fee or expense, a copy of the ebook in its original plain ASCII form or in EBCDIC or other equivalent proprietary form. To honor the ebook refund and replacement provisions of this small print statement. 3. Pay a trademark license fee to the foundation of 20% of the gross profits you derive, calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. If you don't derive profits, no royalty is due. Royalties are payable to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation the 60 days following each date you prepare or were legally required to prepare your annual or equivalent periodic tax return. Please contact us beforehand to let us know your plans, and to work out the details. What if you want to send money, even if you don't have to? Project Gutenberg is dedicated to increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form. The project gratefully accepts contributions of money, time, public domain materials, or royalty-free copyright licenses. Money should be paid to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. If you are interested in contributing scanning equipment or software or other items, please contact Michael Hart at HART at POBOX. C.com. Portions of this ebook's header and trailer may be reprinted only when distributed free of all fees. Copyright C. 2001, 2002 by Michael S. Hart. Project Gutenberg is a trademark, and may not be used in any sales of Project Gutenberg ebooks, or other materials, be they hardware or software, or any other related product without express permission. Right bracket, end the small print. For public domain ebooks ver. 021102 and CFVRW by Gutenberg Edition.